I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson for a pre-season catch-up. Alan, I'll start at the top and get this one out of the way. Is Dean Lodge going to be a Kingstonian player next season?
I think so. The way I left it with him, I said to him, I said, I want him to stay, in desperate form to stay. And he said he'll not go to another club unless a professional club comes in for him. He'll sign for us, without a doubt. He'll not, as you know, last season, Tooten Mitcham put a 7-day bid in for him near the end of the season. He turned that down. He's a man of his word, he said. I'm a man of mine. We've looked after him this year. We've got him player of the year. He got my player of the year. He got support as player of the year. We played a formation where it got him a lot of the ball. He done well for us, obviously. And it would be out of order if he didn't, because we've actually helped him a lot. When he come, he couldn't play in the Conference South because he was sub all the time for Basingstoke. We worked on his game. He improved his attitude a lot. I got told before I signed him that he was a handful. He wasn't, after 2 months, he was a joy to work with. And I thought we worked hard on his game, and I thought we'd turn him into a better player. And like I say, if he turns us down now for another club, it'll be scandalous, really. So yes, I believe him. He's a man of his word, and I'll try to pride my being the same. So yes, I think he'll stay. He's told us he's going to stay, so that's fine.
Another player, we were told a couple of weeks ago on the website that Mark Beard had provisionally signed, but he was waiting on an offer from Cyprus. What's the latest with him?
See, I went down there a couple of weeks ago and signed him. I thought that we needed some experience in the squad. I'm not saying he would play every game, but I just thought we needed somebody who's played a few hundred league games and a bit of experience around the place, and also somebody who knows the place. So I signed him, but then his dad's got a job abroad, and if I was a betting man, I would think he'll go. I think it's a too good opportunity, professional football out there with his dad and his family. But he's going to decide, and I've given him a few weeks to decide, so if nothing's done by next week, then I'll call tune on it, to be honest.
But you have re-signed a few of the players from last season: Bobby Traynor, Williams, Huckle, Turley, all decent signings. You must be glad to have those on board.
Yeah, nobody wants to leave. Nobody wanted to leave, and that's a credit to the club, really, how well the club looks after them, how well the supporters look after them, how well the chairman look after them, and hopefully how well we look after them. But nobody's asked to go. I've said all the players, you've got to fight for places this year. There's no loyalties at all. We've signed a couple of good players. We've got a couple of good players in the team. Got to get people fit. And if we do that, we'll not be far off.
And there's been a couple of new signings. Adam Thompson, who you've worked with before, I believe.
Yeah, he's a great signing. He'll be excellent. Fans will love him. He'll be excellent signing. I can't believe we got him, to be honest. He was at Staines last year, and he was at Yedden in the Conference South. And I just was getting a bit curious that he hadn't signed any contracts. And I tried to meet him a couple of times, which I did do. When he signed last week, I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted about the signing. I think he'd be a great signing. Centre-half, put him centre-forward if you want. Put him right back. But he's got pace, and I think that's one thing we lacked at the back. But with him and the team, there's a lot of pace there and a proper defender. And I think he's a great signing.
Does that signing somewhat soften the blow with Speedo leaving? That's it's a big loss.
A big loss, and a good friend of mine, as you know, Speedo, and his injuries were taking its toll, and it's very sad. And he's a tough character, and he went through a lot of injuries for him, and he has done in the past. But it's just took his toll, getting up in the mornings and playing with, waking up and working with his injuries and trying to train with his injuries and playing. It took its toll, but with him and Max Huswick, they're not getting two better centre-halves than that. They're outstanding. With Wayne Finney pushing them, and Huckle pushing them, and young Robert pushing them, I'm very confident about our back two there. And we needed pace at the back. That's the biggest thing. And two of them are big, six-foot strong lads. I think Thompson's backside 6 foot, to be honest, with. But Max is he's a footballing centre-half, which is something I'm not fussed on, but he does that at the right times. Very calm on the ball, knows all about Kingstonian, and I'm delighted to get both of them. They're excellent signings, you know.
So it sounds like there'll be competition for places this season, but for those squad players and youth players, they're going to be able to get some first-team football over at Raynes Park Vale.
Yeah, that's part of the deal, because we needed to do that. A lot of hard work's went into that, because we need somewhere to get a reserves. But people say, yeah, let's have a reserve team. Well, one, where we're going to play reserves. Two, how much is it all going to cost? Three, what league can we go in? Who's going to be secretary? Who's going to run the reserves? Who's going to actually pay for strips and stuff like that? It's a very expensive thing. And the most important thing is getting a pitch to play on. You go around, who's going to put up just to play our reserve games on there? But we have got a great deal with Raynes Park, where we'll have a choice of the players who can't get in our first team. Our youngsters can come and play in their reserves, with some of their reserve teams. Adrian Withers, Les, and Rod Wallace will all go there and help out. We'll you know, obviously use them as much as they use us, we'll you know, try to benefit from our young players coming through. And I think it's an excellent thing for both teams and the squad players. If somebody's injured for 4 weeks, we can send them there and play, you know, 3 or 4 games in a month or something, you know. So it's a great deal all around. We're delighted about that.
So it sounds like you're fairly happy with the way the squad is taking shape at the moment. Any more additions on the horizon?
We will be waiting on a centre forward getting back to work. Again, gives his word he's going to sign. In fact, we're waiting on 2, to tell you the truth. There's another lad who we're looking at, but until he puts pen to paper, which I should know by Friday, then I can't. You know, these people who go on holiday, then they come back and say we can't meet them every night of the week, so we meet different people at different times. But I think by Friday, I'll have another one signed. We need a centre forward and we need just 1 or 2 tweaks. We said from the start, the side isn't the worst side in the world. It's not bad. Underachieved a little bit last year. But the main thing is adding 2 or 3, not 5 or 6 or 7 players, but actually 2 or 3 players who are better than what we've got. Well, I can guarantee Thompson and Huxwick are better than what we've got, and the other third lad we're bringing in will be better than what we've got. Who plays, who doesn't play, it's up to the lads who come back, and I'm determined to make it that way.
But the way it's shaping up, it sounds like you're going to be fairly confident to mount a challenge this season.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. More so than last season, to be honest. When we got a job, and we thought that, you know, it took us, because we went in the club and the chairmen were putting a lot of money in, a hell of a lot of money, and I realised that. But I went and I got a bit of a shock of a place, to be honest, in my opinion. There's no assets about the place, no way to train, not much. Not saying ambition's the wrong word, but actually you could actually have a quick fix, I thought, or you can have a long term fix where you try to build the whole club up and push it on. And I looked and I thought, okay, we'd won 2 in 25 games. We had I had a great start by losing my first 3 games, then lost a couple more, and I knew I needed players quick fix, so I had to go and get a lot of Walton Hersham players and other players I knew who would get out the crap because we could have got relegated. In the following season, we added 1 or 2, and we had a good start, to be honest, up till Christmas. But a lot of people say, why didn't we go all the way and stuff like that? Well, I'm not making excuses because I never do during the season. But if you look at the whole thing, Luke Gerrard was out of all pre-season. He didn't have his best form till the latter part of the season, from October onwards, because he never had one pre-season thing about him, injured. Turley, our best player for the first 10 games of the season, got injured, had his knee. Bobby Traynor, you don't get many better goal scores than him, had 6 weeks out. It took him 9 to 10 weeks to get back to being normal, half normal, but 6 weeks out with a bad injury. We had Simon Huckle, who was injured for most of the time. Neil Lampton had an operation a couple of days ago with his shoulder. That was even was signed, Jamie Bear was signing him straight away in his second training session. Gets injured, ankle, so he's hobbled along for most of the season. Speeder, injured all the time, one of them things. Wayne Finney, obviously looking forward to seeing things from Wayne, was out through his operation on his eyes for a long time and was hit and miss because he missed everything, pre-season a lot. We have John Cook, had knee problems, was signing Williams. We thought, hey, that's going to be great, signing Williams and all that, the winger. Straight away, his second training session, you know, injured. Nick Mundell got injured on the first day of pre-season. So Goddard signs for us. We think we've got a centre-forward to partner Bobby now. Scores a great goal against Corinthian Casuals. Knee went, injured all the time. So it goes from there, really. I think it was only Dean Lodge who played most games. Everybody else was playing. And I just think if we can add 1 or 2 quality players like we have done to the team now, and hopefully the ones who we've got will be fitter and stronger, then I think we'll be fitter. And then I think we'll be make a stronger challenge, I do, yeah.
So hopefully we will be challenging up there. And Dover and Tooting out of the equation now, they got promoted. Who else do you think are going to be up there?
There'll be a few. Like, everybody's pointing at Ashford Town because apparently... budgets and things like that, but it's none of my business what budget is. I'm happy with my budget, what we've been offered. I think we'll make a challenge. I do. We look at like some Met Police, who are all as wearing their belts. They could be okay. Cray, big strong side, they could be okay. But it's a few, and, you know, don't get us wrong, Dover deserved it. We were 35 points ahead of us, Dover. 35. Well, I'm guaranteeing you the champions will not be 35 points ahead of us this year, and I'll guarantee that now. And yes, I would say we'll win the championship. I can't guarantee that, but we're a stronger position this year than we were last year. I can tell you that now. And I'm excited about it, and I cannot wait. And I cannot wait to get cracking. And there's only 2 weeks to go, and we'll be okay.
When you first arrived, it was mid-season, and you steered us away from relegation. last season disappointing by your own admissions, but still a marked improvement on the previous season to just miss out on the playoffs. How much pressure do you feel under at the moment going into this current campaign?
There's pressure in anything you're doing. There's pressure in the job that is, and it's how you deal with it, you know. If I'm under pressure, I just work harder, because if not, I think you bottle it. There's a lot of managers, and I've been under pressure at the club. I remember losing at Whateley 5-2 and only being in the job 4 weeks, and the bloke shouting at me, and you could call that pressure, or not making the playoffs, you could call it a bit pressure, because people are thinking, well, hold on a minute, like you were saying, it's a progression. If you manage a club like Kingstonian, you've got to have a progression every year. And like I said, I thought it was a lot of things off the pitch which we needed to get together. I wanted to get the supporters closer with the players. I wanted to get the players to respect the club more. I wanted to get the pre-matches, which our Sally did, and get people who, like I say, we love Sally. I think a lot of the chairman will love Jerry, the secretary. We love all the people around her who help her for free. Caroline does everything for her. We actually adore the people around her now, and I think we like the players, and I think we genuinely want the players to do well. That wasn't happening before I got the job. We want to get a proper training ground and not make any excuses about training. So we have got now a proper training ground, and that needed to be done, and you don't just get that given. You had to work to get that. We wanted to get professionalism right all around the club. That took a long time, and you know, I think a lot of players used to go and talk to supporters about what happened in the change rooms. That'll not happen now, you know, but they're quite a loyal bunch here. Also football and community schemes and things like that, we wanted to get that right, so we've got somewhere for the kids to go. Reserve team, which we'll talk about, Rains Park, that's right now, so that's another bridge we had to cross all within this 15 months we've been in charge. You know, we don't go into hospitals, and we don't go into quiz nights or pubs just to be nice people. I'm not going to get me job just for doing these, keep me job just for doing these things, but you do it to actually build a club up. And I thought I'll get a bit of stick along the way if you still don't go right, but the first thing I've got to do is build a club up. We've built it up, we have, not me, everybody, including yourself, we've all built it up together, and now I think it's the time to push on the next step. I know pressure, I wish to hope the supporters have a go at me and nobody else. Players will feel pressure. Like, one of the worst things I don't want to happen is Luke Gerrard, for example, the season before last, he played the last three games of the season in massive pain, and he shouldn't have played. But I asked him to play, and he played, and he put his knee back a lot, and he had to have a couple of injections. He missed all the pre-season. He come back all right, but, you know, not his brilliant self, if you want to call it. Then I thought he had a bad game against Walton Hirschman, in my opinion, and I leave him out. And when the team sheet was read at Met Police, some supporters cheered, and I thought, that's bad, you don't cheer, because his family could be in the stand. He's a loyal servant at Kingstonian. Yes, have a go at me and say, you pick a team, Dowson, the results aren't very good. I'll accept all that, and I'll accept the things you write on the websites, and it's me doing it, isn't. But I don't want players to get affected by it. It's important that the players relax and play. I'll give the players a hard enough time as it is. I'd like them to get behind them. 95% of supporters do. We're all great. But I just wouldn't, I wouldn't mind the pressure being on me even more, to be honest. And it comes from within. If you work hard at your job, and I'll put my record against anybody's in the from the age and all, anybody's in the league. I've had a promotion, I've had a good stint in the Premier. We've sort of, like I say, turned this club round slowly, but I know if you manage that Kingstonian right, you've got to improve on last year. Last year we got knocked out of two FA Cup and FA Trophy first round. We finished seventh in the league, and I've got to do better on that. It's simple as that, and I've got the budget to do better on that, so I've got no excuses whatsoever.
Is the pressure that you're under, is that pressure that you put yourself under, or yeah, is it coming from anywhere else? Are the chairman set you specific targets all, or anything?
No, not at all. Malcolm keeps threatening every Monday when I have a coffee to sack us anyway. So, I wouldn't do it. I like them, and I like the people at the club. And like I say, I'll not keep my job just for doing these things outside. I couldn't be like every other manager and say, okay, all I'm going to do is just work Tuesday and Thursday night and do a Saturday. But if I'm going to go at the job, I've got to do it 100%, and I want to make sure it's done my way. And if it goes wrong, it's on my head. So it took a little while it took 15, 16 months to get it nearly how I exactly wanted. I don't get any pressure off upstairs. We're very supportive, you are. But I would never, like, if you talk about for next season, and it was sort of lost the first seven games and things like that, I would never let the supporters, who I know very well, sing Dowson out. And I would never let Malcolm and Mark have a phone call together and say, I think Dowson's, but I would do it myself if I didn't think I was doing the job right. And I didn't think, there's no way I would let them sack us, and there's no way I would let the fans turn against us. If I was going through a bad time, I would think there would be a reason for it. If it wasn't, and it was just me, and I made wrong signings, and I didn't do my job right, and I thought I'd let the club down and the chairman's down, I would walk myself, to be honest. Nobody would change my mind. I've done it once before, as you know, and I thought the time was right. Once I feel the time's right to leave, because I haven't done my job properly, then I'll walk. And so there's no pressure off anybody, to be honest. Like you say, we only pressure I get a lot of managers ringing us up saying, Dowsey should say what a great job you've done. But it's not me. I like to tell the truth at all times. And probably on websites they'll say, well, he's always like at after games. But I come straight out of the change room. I talk to you. I believe in doing that. I've got respect for yourself and the supporters. So I always try to get it off my chest and see how I feel. If I'm angry at the time, I might be a bit more calm on Monday. I go straight into the director's box and tell them, because I'll tell Mark and Mark exactly how we planned the game. And if it went wrong, it's my fault. Then I always go in the bar. And I go in the bar and either, for example, at Wharton Casuals, I got a lot of stick by somebody having a go at us. But I don't mind that because it was a bad result. Or you get praise when you win, but I'll never not. Going all three places. I'll come see you. I'll always go in the director's bar, and I'll always go. And that's the way. I get told not to do it, but I believe I should do it because I think it's the only way to be upfront. But I want to be a Football League manager. I've got to learn a lot of things. I want to manage as I can. You can see, I'll put my record up against anybody's at this minute. We had one iffy season, if you like, if you want to call it like that. But I knew I had to do a lot of things off the pitch as well as on it, and I'll continue to do so. I'll keep working as hard as I can.
And what about the local press? They often seem to make mountains out of molehills and stories out of nothing, particularly if it's a slow football week. Do you find that more at Kingstonian than you did at Walton?
Oh, definitely, because the thing about me, they can blame it on my accent, can't they? You know, I didn't understand a word I said. Yeah, they do, but they've got jobs as well. They've got to sell newspapers and they've got to do things, but it's a massive jump. Like, for example, me and Jason Turley went to see some sick kids the other weekend. It was very emotional because Jason's been injured a lot, so I wanted to take him along and see him. And went there, and afterwards we had a heart-to-heart and a cup of coffee, heart-to-heart. I'm telling him what a good player I think he is, but he's got to, you know, do better, you know, mentally and physically wise about his injury, and he's got to get over it now, and he's got to, you know, have a bit of grit and determination about him, because what a great player he is. He's took it. And some of the lads says, oh, you've signed Jason Turley. I said, yes, great, we've had a heart-to-heart. And he said, well, I know what your heart-to-heart are like. I said, no, it was actually a heart-to-heart. And the next thing was written in the local papers that we've had a standout argument in the car park and people are watching. Pathetic, but they write what they want to write, and you can't do nothing about that. That's why me and Hamzy try to do programme notes to keep everybody in the loop. We'll always come to you. And it's in, yes, a lot of things I see in the papers are probably true, but it's been twisted around a little way. But they've got their jobs to do. And some things I have said, things I think, Craig, I probably shouldn't have said that, to be honest. But we're all human. We all say the wrong thing at times. And especially when we've lost games, I'll say the wrong things. And like you say, a lot of supporters are probably think, oh, here he goes again. But if we lost games, what else am I going to say? I'm not going to make excuses and say, oh, he's injured. The first time I've mentioned my injuries is today. And I won't mention them again. And next season we'll get 6 injuries. I'll not bring it up. It's just, that's the reason I thought we never got promotion last year. And you know, I can see that now, but like you say, I'll keep on telling the truth if I possibly can.
And hopefully this season, with regard to injuries, we may have a slightly bigger squad and we'll get people staying fit by playing football up at Rains Park Vale. So hopefully that will be less of an issue this year than it was last year.
It should be. We just had one of teams, I couldn't believe it, like, especially the first day signing Jamie Bear. I think it would have been an experience. He gets sent off in his first game, then he gets his ankle done on the Monday. And I thought, we need Tommy Williams out. And I think everybody saw in the last game of the season how well Tommy can do for it. But he's been injured completely, like, you know, and you think, great, you just give a breather. Bobby was massive for us, scoring. He scores 25 goals a season, Bob. And people say, what's up with Bobby Traynor? Because he had 6 weeks, was a hell of a long time out. So it's like, even I didn't mention Gavin Cartwright, he had to go away for 2 weeks at Christmas, just when we're coming on to this little bad run we had. So a lot of things went against us there. But like I say, these lads now can have 3 or 4 games for Rains Park, get themselves fit. They've got a good manager down there, Mark Williams, good manager. They can get themselves fit and come back, you know, at least 90 minutes games and that, you know. So there's a lot of pre-season games as well I look forward to, where I'm pleased about you know, how it's set out. We'll have a lot of games there for different players. We'll have a lot of games for trialists. I'm open-minded about what the team is going to be. I wouldn't sign players if I didn't think we needed strengthening, but it's an exciting time, and I haven't guaranteed one player on the squad of players. Last season I sort of knew what my team was. This year it's dog eat dog. We've got 2 players. Another one going to come in by weekend, I think. Another one if Birdie stays. Competition's good, Nick.
And Mark Hams, he's been up at Lillishall studying for his UEFA badge. He's been studying with Gary Neville, so presumably our players will be able to antagonise opposition fans whenever we score. But what else has Mark Hams learnt, and what ideas can he bring to the table?
Well, he's got stacks anyway, like, and I, he'll pass out of flying colours, Hams. I bet he was one of the best coaches up there, I guarantee that now. But the reason I didn't bring him along today is just talks with Giggsy all the time, like, you know, and how we do things there. But I'm getting sick of the Giggsy show, to be honest. Like, but no, he's a great coach and a great guy. Somebody I get on well with, make each other laugh, and great part of my squad. Me first signing, him and Martin Taylor come in when I got the job. All the lads love his coaching. They say his enthusiasm, never questions if I've made a mistake or as you know, pick a team, never questions why I've done it. So he might disagree, but he'll just get on with it and say, okay, that's what you want to do, that's what we'll do. And he's learning his trade, you know, he's still a young lad, and he's learning his trade very well. That'll do him a world of good going up there and learning off great players. Like, you talk about Neville and you talk about Giggs, one of the best players in the world have been. So even learning off Poyet was up there and stuff like that, best players in their generation. So even learning off them, never mind the coaches, you know, it'll do him a world of good, like, you know. So when you put it in action, he will. He'll work very hard. He'll be studying videos as we speak now. So it's excellent for him. I'm delighted for him, very proud of him, and I bet he's done excellent, he did, you know. So it'll be good. And obviously, he put that down to practice in the next couple of weeks.
Let's hope we haven't used up all our luck, or the staff haven't used up all their luck. I heard you had a dodgy victory over the supporters team a few weeks ago.
It was a doddle. It was an absolute doddle. We actually, you know, we had a team of 14-year-olds in it. We went 3-1 up, I believe, and I said to the lads now, and the little boys and girls, that was such stuff, trying to actually do a little bit now. We had a big goalkeeper in goal, the size of a back of a bus, to be honest. I think his name was Andy, was it? So we scored 3 past him in quick succession, sort of thing. So it was all good stuff, cracking game. I had Silsey come along, that was Silsey played for them. And after getting beat last year, obviously we dropped our chairman, Mark Arneson, in goal. We had to give him a heave-ho and put Big Paul in there. So we had a better choice from the back straight away. And Harmsey scored a beauty, so he was happy. And I missed about 20, but not away, but it was a good victory, and very proud of victory, and one of the best I've had in my career, so I'm delighted about that.
But in fairness, you know, you might not be the best player in the staff team, you know, got people like Mark Hams playing there, right, and what have you, but your family members were playing as well, so how does it feel not to be the best player in your family?
All right, well, family, go on. I can't get that one.
Your young lad was playing, wasn't he?
Little Ryan. Mm. Oh, sorry, yes, he was centre forward.
I thought he upstaged you, Douse.
He did, I thought so. He comes in, he come along and he scored past Arnie, to be honest, so I'm actually delighted with him. But he's only 4, so it's excellent. Okay.
But the way it's all shaping up, you sound confident about the new season. It's all looking good.
Everything's looking good. I'm very confident. More confident than I was last year. I just figured that it's time to move on. And like I say, we've got to improve the club bit by bit. And we're doing that, and like you say, the people around the club are sensational. I was talking to Mark about Dean, and he's delighted about the people in it. And if the chairman's happy and the people are happy about it, you want to do well for them, you know. I mentioned Caroline before. I mentioned Ficky from the supporters club, this lovely woman she is, and all that. Sally, who does loads for her, people like that. You want to do well, Paul and stuff like that, you know. And I couldn't mention all the people like Mark Francis, people like that, who help us out in the end. And you've got a good set around, you want to do well for them, and they want you to do well, and it helps. And I wanted to get that atmosphere in the club. Now we've got it, it's up to us now. And I knew for a fact I cannot look on training grounds, I cannot look at football community, I cannot look at Vane's Park Field. That's all in order now. All I can look at is the first team and concentrate on all my career and all my life for the next year or whatever it is, or not. And I believe I'm good at what I do, and that's what I want to do. I want to manage at the highest level, and it's up to myself now, and obviously my coaching staff. Martin will be bringing some ideas from this European Championship back, and Kimmy Harris will watch a few games for him, and when the season comes, and have a scout a few players and see what's about. So it's strong as well. Adrian will push our young players through Vane's Park, and so it's all exciting stuff, and it's the time of year where you can't wait for the season to come, and I'm very confident about the whole thing.